Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yep, today is October 9th, 2024. Chris and I are back from being away, which we are going to show you some pics from that at the end of the broadcast. I'm just writing something around here. Okay. Welcome to everybody jumping on right now in the United States and around the world. Yes, we are very troubled and saddened by what is happening down in the Southeast right now in the Florida area. So we ask you all to continue to pray and stand with us for these people. God is able. We're going to talk about why all of this is happening. So we're going to get into that because it's going to help you better how to pray in the middle of this. Also, I'll open up in prayer first in a moment, and I'll talk about, make an announcement just quick at the beginning. I'm just writing it down. So hello to everybody coming on in California. Oh, Florida. Oh, we hope you're okay in Florida. All those who are watching from Florida right now. Hello to our neighbors in upstate New York. Lot of Florida people coming on. Oh, wow. Lots of Florida people coming on. Hello to all of you. We're glad you're here with us tonight. Western Australia. Hello to our friends across the world in Western Australia. UK, friends across the pond. We have New Jersey, our neighbors in New Jersey, Kentucky, Colorado, Oregon. We have so many people coming on. Washington State, Tennessee, North Carolina. We're actually coming to North Carolina, Selma, North Carolina, for Reawaken America. So, and hello to everybody else jumping on, to our moderators, to our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Wow, there is a ton of Florida people coming on in the chat. So everybody just please pray for them while we are going through tonight. Pick somebody you see in the chat from Florida, I'm asking, and just start praying for them throughout this broadcast. So we're going to open up in prayer. And then I'm going to say something quick, and we're going to get it tonight because we have a lot of information. We have a word from the Lord. We have a ton of information about what's going on to share with you prophetically in the time we're in. We are still in the 10 days of awe right now. And so we have to understand, you know, the urgency here in this. So let's open up in prayer, and then we will get into what we have for the evening. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, for who you are, Lord. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. We all fall so short of your glory, Lord. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father. And Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that you are an ever-present help in times of trouble. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. And you say in your word, call to me and I will answer you. You say in your word, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord. And Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you lead and guide us tonight in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, fill me and those watching, I ask in Jesus' name, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, let your word go ahead of us tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord, that your power and your glory would mightily move, that it would go forth, Father God, and minister to those watching, that people would tangibly feel your presence. Father, that your presence would tangibly be felt within the storm, Father God, that you would be there, Lord, in Jesus' name, with these people, Father God, in Florida right now, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that your holy angels are positioned there, Father God, in Jesus' name, that miracles are going to come out of this, Father God, that signs and wonders are going to come out of this, that miraculous provision is going to come out of this, Father God, and protection, because you are our creator, our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. And Father, we just ask in Jesus' name, Father God, Lord, that you would lead us, Lord, and guide us in this, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would just open up doors that no man can close, Father, of provision. Father God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your mercy in this situation, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you to take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. You deserve all the glory, Father God. And we thank you tonight, Lord. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for your protection upon the people and the animals right now in Florida, Father God. We praise you for it, Father God, that you are a mighty God. In Jesus' name, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I wanted to say, if you are in North Carolina or in Florida and you need help with supplies, please email us at hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. You can also, I think we have a phone number up in the event section. I think we have a phone number up for the ministry line. Is it in the event section? But on our website, we have a phone number up that you can call as well. And so you can either email us or you can, I believe we have it. Hold on, let me see. Oh, it was up with the Heavenly Haven campaign. That's the ministry phone number. So if you go to the event section, you'll see the Heavenly Haven campaign and the ministry phone number, thank you guys, is right there. So email us or call us if you are in North Carolina or in Florida and you need help with supplies, and we will definitely try to get you help with that for sure. So I just wanted to say that at the beginning. Okay, so a lot to get into tonight, and I mean a lot. So first, we're going to go over the word of the Lord from September 30th, 2024. When I was in Arkansas, the Spirit of the Lord hit me and I began to prophesy right there. And so I'm going to read it first, and then we're going to get into what's happening with this hurricane, what's happening with the 10 days of awe, the urgency here, words from the Lord. We're going to get into all of it. So if you want to share this broadcast, please share it now. We're going to be getting into a lot of information tonight, very important, crucial information. This is definitely going to be interesting. So let's go over from September 30th, 2024 first. The word of the Lord that was given, many of you haven't heard this because it was given in Arkansas. So I'm going to read it to you right now. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord of hosts. In an hour, says the Lord, of tumult and upheaval and sinking and breaking and shaking within the nation, an outcry has gone up in the nation, says the Lord. And I have heard that outcry, says the Lord, come before my courts. I have begun to hear the cries of my people, says the Lord, get louder and louder, in an hour where the enemy is attempting to drown out the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, around the time of Yom Kippur, I am going to begin to muzzle the enemy's mouth. I am going to begin to muzzle the megaphones. I am going to begin to muzzle those that have yelled the loudest and done his bidding and played the thieves for him to steal what does not belong to him. It belongs to me, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, as the pressure builds in this hour, as you reach the precipice of leadership in your nation, of choosing a leader, I speak to you, says the Lord, all those running for office, humble yourselves completely before me, says the Lord. Proclaim my name, says the Lord, and I will honor you before the assembly. Fear not, do not falter right now. Do not let your mouth get ahead of your walk, says the Lord. For I order your steps, says the Lord, and I will order your steps, says the Lord, to November. And even though they falter, even though they attempt to make you fall, even though they will come for your children, says the Lord, even though they do, I, the Lord, have issued a judgment from my throne that has nullified that request. And it shall be nullified in the natural, says the Lord, and you shall see these events take place. As I, the Lord, am raising reverence in your nation, I am raising reverence in your capital. A reverence is going to raise to me, says the Lord, in an hour when they try to curse my name and challenge me, and they try to bring their gods before me. Thus says the Lord, I shall crack their bases. I shall throw down their gods. I shall make those who even do not serve me humble and tremble before me. For I, the Lord, am speaking down the judgments and the removal, says the Lord, of the puppets, says the Lord, of the abusers, of the accusers, of the brethren, says the Lord. I am removing those that have been used by corrupt individuals that hide behind a curtain of darkness and have put them in the forefront to fall and to be the bait. I, the Lord, am tearing that curtain in two. I am grabbing them by their ear. I am dragging them out in the public, says the Lord, and I shall expose them. This nation weighs in the balance, says the Lord. And my people, says the Lord, need to humble themselves right now in an hour of puffed up pride and arrogance, in an hour of rhetoric and nonsensical bickering. My people need to operate in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is living and active, my children, and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And thus says the Lord, Israel is about to get reinforcements from me, says the Lord. I am about to send reinforcements as they cry out to me, for their leader shall be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran. He shall be fully yoked, and your leader shall be fully yoked and used as an ox to plow the fields of America and tear down what the wicked have built. For I, the Lord, use whom I choose. I search the heart. I search the depths of the soul that man could never see. And then I, the Lord, bring forth a plan to utilize them in a way and push them in a way they never thought they would go. Because when man is yoked, I am the master, says the Lord, and I steer them in the way they should go. And there has been a chain put on this nation for decades, a heavy chain from the rulers of the darkness of this world that have tried to bind up the heavenlies, that have tried to squeeze this nation, that have tried to strip it of every blessing that came with the covenant that they made. And thus says the Lord, I am giving orders to be sent forth from my throne on scrolls for my army to go forth and cut that chain in key areas and cause it to fall, says the Lord. And then I, the Lord, shall take a yoke of submission and righteousness, and I shall place it around your capital that has become a haunt for every jackal and devil to come and operate in their agenda. It is not a white house, says the Lord. It is a detestable house. It is a smeared house. It is a darkened house. And thus says the Lord, that entire white house is about to be eclipsed, says the Lord. That entire White House, by my power, says the Lord, is about to be eclipsed and dealt with down to the depths of even what lies underneath the White House. I, the Lord, shall bring it forth and expose it, says the Lord. And thus says the Lord to the Supreme Court in this hour, you are a representation of me on this earth. You are a judge. You are a high judge. I expect you to rule and walk in righteousness and to not back down to threats. For if you do, your seat will rupture and you will lose your seat before the nation. For I require obedience in this hour from those who want to sit in the highest seats of the land. I require it, says the Lord. From their families, I require it. And they will humble themselves in obedience or they will not serve. For I am a God of justice, and I am a merciful God, and I have given time, I have given mercy, and I have given a window that I have left open for my people to call to the heavens before my throne. And in this season, says the Lord, since death and life are in the power of the tongue, you speak life over this nation, says the Lord. You speak to the tomb that the United States of America was put in because my son is the resurrection and his power dwells within you. Allow me, says the Lord, to operate through you. Speak the word, be in the word, know the word in this hour of tumult, for the enemy is about to bring another fierce advance. This is September 30th, that is going to attempt to throw your nation into complete chaos and destruction. However, I, the Lord, have raised a standard, and it shall stop him short of his mark. And those who serve their father, the devil, shall be dealt with in this hour, for they chose. And I am telling you this day, my people, choose this day. How long will you falter between two opinions? How long? I have shown signs in the heavens. I have worked miraculously in the earth. How long will you falter between pagan, demonic, false gods who do not have power? They may try influence, but behold, I have given unto you the power, says the Lord, to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the onslaught of the enemy, all the power of the enemy. So nothing shall by any means hurt you, says the Lord. Speak it in this hour. I require it of my people, for I am weighing the church in this hour. And those that stand, says the Lord, will be elevated before the assembly. And those that end up retreating, those that falter, those that turn a blind eye, says the Lord, shall be stripped of what they built because they love mammon and they love what they built more than they loved me. I require it in this hour. So stand, my children, stand in an hour of tumult, stand in an hour of darkness, be the salt, be the light, be the name that echoes across the nation. Speak the name of Jesus Christ and his word into the tomb the United States was put in, because the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you. And if you speak it, it shall strip its grave clothes and bring it back forth from the tomb they were prepared to put the stone over. However, I have delayed it and I have not allowed it because I am merciful. Rise up in this hour, my church, rise up. Out of this state, meaning Arkansas, because that's where I prophesied from. Rise up as a voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, for I am coming, and my glory will hit this nation in this hour. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. That was all in flow. So the Spirit of the Lord hit me, and I just started to prophesy. And so that was the word of the Lord from September 30th. 2024 that was given on the heels of Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're going to get to everything else tonight now. Because we have not only other words from the Lord to go over, but I have something interesting to talk to you about with this hurricane, Milton and Helene, and October 7th. There are some very interesting prophetic things I have to talk to you about tonight. So let me begin here. We're going to go back to August 29th, 2022. And this is what it says. During the storm, the disciples thought they were sinking. They thought the boat would not make it. They thought they would perish. However, my son Jesus Christ was in the boat, that's capitalized. And within your nation is a growing remnant in which my son, that's capital, is in the boat during the storm. This is August 29, 2022. And the storm shall not be able to take out and destroy your nation. For I, the Lord thy God, am the one who rebukes the storm. I am the great I am. I, the Lord, speak and it is. And I, the Lord God, see the storm. And the whirlwind the enemy has attempted, an F5 indeed, as he attempts to gain momentum. However, the eye is weak. The formings of the storm are corrupt, and what gives it its power is weakening, says the Lord of hosts. And I, the Lord, am allowing these things to take place in your nation, to bring down wickedness, to expose corruptness in the house of God, to bring down America's golden calves, to bring down the high places, to stop their flow of blood, to rectify back past the 1960s, the wicked root that was planted in your nation that has grown into a vine and has stretched forth its tentacles and attempted to hold on to all key capital areas in your nation. However, says the Lord, the root has weakened, the vine has become dry and brittle, and death is creeping up that vine, says the Lord of hosts, that's capital. The life is leaving it and departing, and it shall be split in two, so it cannot send resources to the head anymore. That was August 29th, 2022. And I just have to do one thing before we continue here. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I rebuke the heaviness in the atmosphere, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke it right now. I command it to break and be dismantled and to lift in the name of Jesus and be cast back to the dry places and pits and areas you have designated for such, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you loose and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now, Father God, to come into this office, to this property, Father God, into this broadcast, Father God, and to clear the way, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, to clear the way right now, Father God, and to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection around us, Father, as we go forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. I could feel a lot of heaviness, and when I feel that heaviness, I have to stop, and I have to deal with it. Okay, so here we go. Let's go back to this now. So that was August 29th, 2022. July 11th, 2024. We have clips for you also that are going to come from this July 11th. So we have some clips to play for you coming up. But July 11th, 2024 says, word of the Lord, be ready and alert, says the Lord. Be sober-minded in this hour, for the desperation has mounted, and the most outlandish, destructive, heinous act shall be attempted to hold on to a platform that has now become dry sand and is crumbling piece by piece in this hour. America is in the valley, says the Lord. Yes, it is a valley of decision. However, it is also a valley of dryness, of lawlessness. And I am your shepherd, O America. This is all capitals. I, the Lord, your God, am your shepherd. If you stay in this valley, you will stagnate and fall in this hour. There must be a great push of faith to get through such a valley. For the pressure system, now a pressure system is actually, I believe, a weather term. It's a pressure system. So in a way, this could be, and I have someone on our team who knows meteorology. And so she's shaking her head. Yeah, that could be attributed to that. Okay. For the pressure system in such is causing nothing to grow and a decaying of what is. Thus says the Lord, the government, the highest seats in your nation are about to make a very capital sharp maneuver. This was back July 11th, that those of both parties shall look on in shock as this sharp maneuver shall cause a derailment and tracks to break and wheels to lose their security and fall off, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the high places, says the Lord, how they have attempted to claim territory in this time, you shall begin to see these high places fall in unusual and unexpected ways. For my power, capital, shall tear them down, says the Lord, in ways that will shock the nation and cause those in their corruption to become very uneasy as such occurs. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a double fall within family lines, within party lines, falls in twos, says the Lord. This you shall see, for an emergency meeting has been called, and the elephants in the room have sat with the most boastful of donkeys and developed an elaborate plan. They have moved to distract and switch, and both parties are involved, says the Lord, including those on the high committees, says the Lord. Those two who have been in Congress the longest will fall because of such a meeting, says the Lord, for when they attempt, it shall hit a snag and tear before the people of the nation, and it shall be a crisis for both parties, says the Lord, both parties. Now, that word was given 2 days before the assassination attempt of President Donald J. Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, and it was given 9 days before they ripped the rug out from under Joe Biden, ripped him out, and switched Kamala in. Now, we have clips to play for you, 3 clips total. 2 were from July 11th, and then I'll come back for a moment, and then we'll play the one from August 29th, 2024. So let's play the July ones now, please. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Phenomenons of nature, of land, of ocean, of weather will continue in such a year, says the Lord. They will continue to call such biblical, that's capitalized, events. They will continue to call such biblical events, and they are such, says the Lord. And I shall continue to allow such to separate the people from that same spirit that ensnared them in Egypt, says the Lord. It is being allowed to demonstrate my power. The earth is my capital footstool, and I, the Lord, do what I please, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's capitalized. Okay, thus says the Lord, around the time of September, there shall be events in tandem, multiples, capital, says the Lord, that are going to attempt to throw your nation into upheaval, says the Lord. Do not fall for the charade or the public parade they attempt to put on to punish the people of this nation. For the upheaval shall be a desperate attempt that shall look as if it is succeeding. However, ultimately shall cause much devastation through the branches of government. For all three branches simultaneously are about to be shaken, and shaken hard, capital, says the Lord. For a whirlwind of their own making has turned on them, and their already weak branches shall shake and cause much to fall. A whirlwind of their own making shall turn on them, and it shall cause their branches, I want to read that because I think it's important. Okay, let's see. A whirlwind of their own making has turned on them, and their already weak branches shall shake and cause much to fall. And there is much that is beginning to come out of what has happened in North Carolina, what is happening in Florida. That is just the tip of the iceberg. There is way more of that to come than we're seeing right now at this moment. Now, we also have one from August 29th, 2024 that will play for you right now. Around the time of the high holy days, phenomenons in the sky and a sifting, for they must sift through now, says the Lord. For what the wicked have planned with those submitted to do terror, they have planned for around a month from the election, says the Lord. Pray now, my children, that this is thwarted, for this is meant to stop the process and declare emergencies. Okay, so I'm going to ask our team to get something up very fast. They just arrested an Afghan man that was plotting a terror attack for the election, which ties to this word. So if we could find that really fast and put it up, this just happened within the past couple of days. Thank you very much, guys. Afghan national arrested in alleged ISIS-inspired election day attack plot. And when was he arrested? About a month before the election. What did that word say? They were plotting it about a month before the election. And this guy was arrested approximately 1 month before our election here in the United States of America. So yes, they were going to basically, let's see here. The FBI arrested a man from Afghanistan who was allegedly planning an election day terrorist attack in the U.S. Federal prosecutors have charged him. He's a supporter of ISIS. He was arrested Monday. Monday is the 7th. Will you look at that? About a month from the election. What did that word say? They were plotting it a month from the election. And that's the day he was arrested. So praise Almighty God for accuracy in that. He's got co-conspirators apparently too. Their ultimate aim was to stage a violent attack in the United States in the name of and on behalf of ISIS. So praise the Lord for accuracy. That plot was thwarted 1 month before the election. Okay. Thank you guys for that. All right. I have a fast team. They're great. They'll find anything on the, you need it, they'll find it. So, okay. September 24th, 2024. That might be a good short to put out also. So that might just a thought for us to make a mental note of. That might be a good short to put out. All right. September 24th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what they plot around the time of October, phase two of the Red Flood. Don't you think that's an interesting name? Phase two of the Red Flood, says the Lord. All capitals. Yom Kippur is crucial this year, says the Lord. It is crucial for the holiness to come upon the nation, for they plot around that date to attack upon a fast, where such would be perceived as weak. However, the strength of the saints shall rise up, and their plot to destroy, says the Lord, shall be stopped short of its mark. Around the time of October, phase two of red flood. What is happening right now in this nation? The horrific flooding that is happening from these storms. These storms that are unlike what people have seen. I just ran into somebody today as well that I've seen before, and he knows I'm on Reawaken America, and he cannot believe that these storms are coming in when they are. And I'm like, well, this is what you call spiritual warfare, and this is what you call prophetic, and this is what you call a battle for a nation, and it's hard. And this is why the Lord kept warning, your faith has to be steadfast right now with what you see. You even though what we see is horrific, we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. We have to keep our focus on God, because he sees beyond that. Yep, red flood in red states. Elizabeth wrote that. Elizabeth Souza, red flood in red states. Very good observation, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. And next they're going to tell them, you can't go to another district to vote because all your voting booths have been wiped out. So now you have to do mail-in ballots. So we need to pray, but the Lord's warning. He is. He's been warning about this. So all glory be to God. Now, we got to go to October 7th for a minute. I have to point out something to you, and then we're going to get into these hurricanes. So October 7th happened 2 days ago, right? 1 year anniversary of the horrific attack by Hamas on Israel. October 7th, 2023, when it was the 50-year anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. The Lord showed me something very interesting when I was up on. So basically, my husband and I were in Windham, New York. I'm just writing something down here and to show at the end. Okay. So I had to speak in Windham, New York, and we'll show you some pictures actually at the end, but also go up for Chris's birthday, because Chris's birthday was October 6th. And so I spoke at Hope Restoration Church. So I'm up on a high place. The Lord sent me back here to this high place to be on this high place when October 7th happened. And so he took me to Judges chapter 10, verse 7, first. October 7th, 10:7. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and the Ammonites, verse 8, and they oppressed and crushed Israel that year. Now, Palestine means Philistine. So you could read this scripture as, so the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of Palestine and the Ammonites, and they oppressed and crushed Israel that year. Why? Because Israel had strayed. They started worshiping false gods. They started letting blasphemous, egregious things in. They started straying from the ways of the Lord. And then the Lord basically took a step back, and the Philistines and the Ammonites came in and ransacked them. Now, Judges chapter 10, verses 8 through 9. For 18 years, they oppressed all the Israelites who were beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is Gilead. The Ammonites crossed the Jordan to fight against Judah, Benjamin, and the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was greatly distressed. Now, isn't that interesting that in this also it says that they oppressed all the Israelites that were in the land that was in Gilead. They were oppressed in Gilead. Isn't it interesting that Gilead was one of the big drug companies during C-19 that was making things for people that were not helping them, but were oppressing them and hurting them? Just something interesting to point out there. Okay, but for 18 years, it says, Judges 10, 8 through 9, they oppressed the Israelites. 2024, minus 18. If you 2024, you minus 18 years, you get 2006. What happened in 2006? The Lebanon War. And the Lebanon War happened when Hezbollah in 2006 did a cross-border raid. It was actually July 12th, 2006, that happened, which is interesting. That's a day shy of when President Trump was shot in Butler. He was shot July 13th. They attempted to kill him then. Hezbollah fighters fired rockets at the Israeli border town as a diversion so they can launch an anti-tank missile attack on two armored Humvees patrolling the area. And basically, they were patrolling on the Israeli side of the fence. So they broke through, basically, and ambushed. And the ambush left three soldiers dead. So isn't that interesting that in the book of Judges, chapter 10, verses 7 through 9, ties to all of this. Now, this happened in 2006. It says for 18 years, Israel was oppressed. In 2006 was the Lebanon War. What happened 18 years later now in 2024? Israel just launched a ground offensive against Lebanon. And actually now on the ground, broke through the border and have launched this ground offensive in Lebanon now. See, thank you very much. Israeli troops have launched a ground offensive in southern Lebanon. Here's what we know. 18 years after the Lebanon War, 18 years in Judges, it says they were oppressed. And then the Lord raised up a deliverer. He raised up a deliverer in Gideon, right? And in Gideon, he led Israel back to God and back to being safe from their regional enemies and getting victory. So that is by no accident that Judges chapter 10, verses 7 through 9, tie directly to what happened on October 7th in Israel and ties directly to this ground offensive that Israel has now launched against Lebanon 18 years after the Lebanon War. So I just wanted to point this all out to you because the Lord took me to this while I was up on that high place. So just keep this in mind about this. Be in prayer about it. Keep that in mind. Okay. Now, Judges 10, we're going to go back to Judges 10 for a minute, verses 10 through 16 now. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord. So after 18 years of oppression, and Midian came through again. So Midian comes through for the seventh year and ransacks Israel, right? Well, that was Judges 7 that happened, but it happened again. So in Judges 7, this happened, right? For 7 years, Midian did it. And then in Judges 10, it happens again, okay, with the Philistines and the Ammonites. So Judges 10, verses 10 through 16. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, saying, "We have sinned against you because we have abandoned our God and have served the Baals." The Lord said to the Israelites, "Did I not rescue you from the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Ammonites, and the Philistines? Also, when the Sidonians, the Amalekites, and the Maonites oppressed and crushed you, you cried out to me, and I rescued you from their hands. Yet you have abandoned me and served other gods. Therefore, I will no longer rescue you. Go cry out to the gods you have chosen. Let them rescue you in your time of distress." Verse 15, the Israelites said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems good to you. Only please rescue us this day." So they removed the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord, and he could bear the misery of Israel no longer. Judges 10:16 is your key right now, Israel, is your key, United States of America. They removed the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord. And it says the Lord could bear their misery no longer, meaning he had to intervene. The Lord, he was compelled at that point. He couldn't bear their misery any longer because they had now turned to him and he felt compelled to intervene. Judges chapter 12, verses 11. Now, it was interesting. I didn't know if you know this, and I just wanted to point this out. Elon, the name Elon is in the Bible and it's in the book of Judges. And I just wanted to point this out to you. It says, after him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel for 10 years. Very interesting. And then basically, it says he died after that in verse 12. But I just wanted to point that out to you because I found it interesting in reading in Judges chapter 10 and 11 and 12 that just happened to be in there. Judges 13:13. Now Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Here they go again. This is a pattern with Israel. Judges 7, they did it. Judges 10, they did it. And now Judges 13, they do it again. Did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of the Philistines. Palestine means Philistine. For 40 years. For 40 years. Now, very interesting about 40 in the Bible, because like 40 has to do with testing, right? And judgment. And in a way, the end of one era and the beginning of another. And so, interestingly enough, if we subtract 40 from 24, I believe we get 1984, if I'm not, let me see, 1984, yeah, yep, I believe we get, am I right about that? If we subtract 40 from 2024, we get the year 1984. Interestingly enough about that, and I'll go over this very fast with you before we get into everything else tonight. In 1984, the Summer Olympics were in Los Angeles, California that year. In 2028, our next election cycle, which also happens to be a Shemitah year on the Hebrew calendar, the Olympics are in Los Angeles. Interestingly enough. So it would be 40 years to 2024, 44 years to 2028. And so I was just going over some numbers with this, and I was saying, well, if 44 years separates 1984 from 2028, and interestingly enough, in 1944, that's when Normandy happened and D-Day happened. That's just something I just happened to write down. You have then 80 years that separates 2024 from 1944. 80 years, right? Now, Moses was called at 80 years old by God to go back to Egypt to free the Lord's people. Interestingly enough, Donald Trump is 78 right now. And I believe that that 80-year mark is going to be very crucial for him, that he has been given a window of time to 80 years to rectify with the Lord what has been done. And then this will determine with the 80-year mark what happens in his life and the trajectory of his life that he will take, and that he leans upon the Lord and walks in his capital ways and rectifies, you know, and rectifies what the Lord wants him to rectify as far as what has happened. In the nation and in other things, the Lord, it will extend those years basically, to finish what he started, and that there is a Joshua that has been called that will, it seems we may rise up and lead after. So just something interesting I was looking at, and I just wanted to share with you, in the middle of all this. I may do a short about that too, but it's just something to keep in mind. With that 80-year mark is very significant, because that's when Moses was called, and that's when Moses didn't want to listen. And if you remember, there's that those strange verses that the Lord had struck Moses, and he became ill because he didn't circumcise one of his children, so his wife did, and then basically the Lord healed Moses, and Moses' life was extended, and he was able to go on to complete the task at hand. So just something interesting to note and to keep in the back. But that 80-year mark is crucial. That would be 2 years in. It would be 2 years into serving the presidency. So just that 80-year mark is crucial. Just keep that in mind. I'm going to go right to, let's see here. Right to Milton. I'm going to go right to 10:8 with Milton. So now we're going to get into the the hurricanes. Now that we've laid all this groundwork, we're going to get into this. So, mill, right? Mill and Milton means to grind down. So grinding the people down, oppressing them. Just as in Judges chapter 7, the people were severely oppressed. They were in Judges 10 too. In Judges 7, that last year before their deliverance, the Midianites had come through for the seventh year and ransacked and stolen everything from Israel again. Milton became a category 5 right when we entered the year 5785. So we enter the year 5785, and all of a sudden, a category 5, I don't know the last time a category 5 showed up in this nation. A category 5, they do not come around often. So right after we enter 5785, within the 10 days of awe, because we're still in the 10 days of awe, a category 5 hurricane is now set to hit Florida. Do I think that's interesting? Yes, I do. And do I think it's interesting too that it's coming on the eve of Yom Kippur? This hurricane is hitting on the eve before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur starts Friday, I believe, and this is hitting on the eve before. Yom Kippur this year is also on Shabbat. So Yom Kippur this year falls on Shabbat. So I'm going to put up the picture of this path of this hurricane to show you something here. Okay, this is Milton's path. Okay, couple of things about this. First of all, looks like one of the things it looks like is a boomerang. So one of the things this path looks like for this hurricane is a boomerang. However, when I took a good look at it, I realized the path of this hurricane is making the letter Vav in the Hebrew alphabet. If you turn and rotate the letter Vav, it matches the path of the hurricane. So there, okay, that's Vav rotated. So let's show Vav when it's normal. That's Vav. Now let's rotate it. So that's Vav rotated. Now let's put the picture back up of the hurricane. Okay, let's put Vav back up rotated. Okay, you see the similarity? There is a similarity here that this path of this hurricane looks like the Hebrew letter Vav turned on its side, which I don't think I don't think that's a coincidence. Now, Vav, the meaning of it in the Hebrew alphabet means hook, and it's compared to water. So Vav is a hook, and it's also compared to water. So and so is the Torah. And it says, just as water courses down the steep mountains to the valley below without changing its life-giving essence, so does the Torah reach us in the in its original essential form. So this is what was on Chabad.org when it came to the letter Vav. And it says, this message is conveyed through the letter Vav, which is a hook connecting the higher realm to the lower. Now, a hook does something else. So a hook connects. That's one thing it does. But a hook does something else. It also catches something and ensnares it. So when the Lord says, I'll put a hook in your jaw, he talks about in the book of Ezekiel, I'm going to put a hook in your jaw. He has said it also in words that I'll talk about in a minute. But a hook ensnares. And Vav has the numerical value of 6, which is the number of man. This is about ensnaring man. This is about hooking man. Man getting ensnared in their own hook that was cast out to ensnare others. So the hook that they have attempted to ensnare the nation with shall turn and ensnare them instead. Why? Because that's what a boomerang does too. A boomerang, when it is thrown, hooks, turns around, and goes right back to who threw it. Now, June 8th, 2024, the Lord says this. He says, I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw. I have put a Vav in their jaw. I have put a bit in their mouths, and I have drawn them in. I have allowed, capital, the wicked, corrupt, and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of an insatiable desire for power. And that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats, has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal. And then in capitals, prophesy to the valley of bones in your nation that the grave will release its grip and your nation comes forth from the tomb of Sodom it was so placed in. Know this day, I am God, there is no other. A historic and unprecedented time, this is June 8th, 2024, calls for such measures. The sword of the spirit and your faith, my children, is what will make a very broken nation a new vessel upon the wheel of the potter. And this is what he says then, the winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm. This is June 8th, 2024. The winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm that is one of judgment and correction. Prepare, my children, the desperation they so unleash will be what causes their fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury. Thus says the Lord of hosts in Jesus' name. And that's how the June 8th word ends. Boomerangs, when they're thrown too, they reverse. It's a reversal. They're thrown in one direction and suddenly their direction reverses and it heads right back to what it came from. Now, I'm going to show you something about Helene and Milton. So let's put up the map, please, of Hurricane Helene. Okay, so this was Helene. Now, I'm going to tell you this quickly. So when Helene hit, and it went up and it hit Florida's Big Bend area, and that's what the nation is going through, a big bend right now, for sure. And it goes up and stops in the Nashville area, right? So Nashville is kind of embroiled in the center of where the hurricane sort of stops. And Nashville is where the school shooting Covenant was, at that Christian school, that horrific school shooting. That was a prophetic sign that the covenant of this nation was about to undergo a full-blown attack. But Nashville was also called the Athens of the South. The Athens in Greece is where the temple of Zeus was, the throne of Satan. Helene is a form of Helen. Helen was considered the daughter of Zeus and was involved in the Trojan War. So it's very interesting that that's where this stops. So you have, and they named it Helene. So that's the map of Hurricane Helene. Now, if you take the path of Helene, so we just showed Helene. Let's show the path. Oh, there's Helene. Now let's show the path, please, of Milton. If you take those two paths together, it makes an X. It actually forms an X. Now, the X in Hebrew is Aleph. So we have a picture. This is it. So Helene's path and Milton's path forms an X. This is the X in the Hebrew alphabet. It's the word Aleph. Aleph originally looked like an ox, and then it came to late Hebrew and modern Hebrew. Aleph is the father and Lord. It represents strength and leader, because that's what it represents. The might and presence of the Lord, the strength of the Lord. That's what it represents, because God is still in the storm. Even though it comes, his strength is still there. The Aleph is still there within the storm. And these two storms make an X that look like the Hebrew letter Aleph. Now, I'm going to show you something. You know what else made an X earlier this year? Let's put this up. Thank you. Solar eclipse, April 8th, 2024. Oh, we're going to go back to something in a minute. I just saw something. Okay. April 8th, 2024, August 21st, 2017. There's that 7 years again. 7 years, the Midianites afflicted. So we're going to get into a lot of sevens tonight. These two solar eclipses made an X. The one that just happened this year ended up solidifying the X. And now you have Helene and Milton making an X, right? But let's go back to the path of Hurricane Helene. Thank you. Where the X is for the two eclipses and where it crosses is right where Hurricane Helene stopped. The path of the two X's for the eclipse of April 8th, 2024 and August 21st, 2017, look where it is in that area of right on the border of Tennessee, right? A little bit past Tennessee. And let's go back to the path again. And there it is. Where this Hurricane Helene stopped literally was where the two eclipses crossed and made the X, which is the Hebrew letter Aleph, which stands for the strength and presence of God in the earth. Okay, so I know this stuff is quite fascinating, but this is not by no accident. I'm showing you this because this is a spiritual war with natural consequences. So this is a spiritual war first that then affects the natural. And so we're looking at the natural effects of a very spiritual war right now. Okay. So 7 years separates them, right? The two eclipses makes the Hebrew letter Aleph. The path of Hurricane Helene stops where the two X's are for the where the middle, basically the two lines cross for the two eclipses. That's where Hurricane Helene stops. Milton and Helene, their paths make an X, which is the Hebrew letter Aleph. Now, Helene hits Thursday, September 26th, 2024. Milton will basically be in Florida, like in the smack middle of Florida, Thursday, October 10th, which is the eve before Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Thursday, okay, so the way the Jewish calendar is, Sunday is the first day of the week. Saturday is the Sabbath. So Sunday's the first, Monday's the second, Tuesday's the third, Wednesday's the fourth, Thursday's the fifth. So Helene hits Thursday, September 26th. Milton hits Thursday, October 5th. They both hit on a Thursday. They both hit on the fifth day of the week, according to the Jewish calendar, which is double fives. The year 5785 has double fives. So these two hurricanes both hit on a Thursday, both on the fifth day of the week on the Jewish calendar. Double fives, 5785 has double fives. Milton hit a category five in the year 5785. 14 days separates these two hurricanes, double sevens. Helene hits 5784 on the heels of Rosh Hashanah. Milton hits 5785 during the 10 days of awe, because we're still in the 10 days of awe, when the Jews believe a trial begins. So right when Rosh Hashanah finishes, in God's court, the Jews believe a trial begins for 10 days. And that verdict in God's court comes down on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Florida has been hit both times. Interestingly enough, I looked up the origins of Florida, the name Florida, and I'm going to tell you this because we can better understand why this is happening. 511 years ago, 5 plus 1 plus 1 equals 7. There's 7 again. Okay. 511 years ago, Florida was named. Okay. And the historical account of De Leon's journey, who was an explorer, his crew landed in the future Florida on Easter Sunday. For these very religious Spaniards, the day of Jesus's resurrection was one of the most sacred holidays of the year. In Spanish, Easter Sunday is often called La Pascua de las Flores, the Festival of Flowers. So a prominent early theory states that De Leon named the new land La Pascua, Florida, in honor of Easter Sunday. So Florida is named in honor of Christ's resurrection. And we wonder why there has been a battle for Florida for so many years. Explains a lot why they tried to plant Disney World there and a hub for the occult, doesn't it? because the enemy is very strategic where he chooses to plant his empires. But Florida was named after Christ's resurrection. And this is why we see happening now what's happening. Now, 7 years separates the two eclipses. 7 years separates the Arch of Baal being placed in New York City before the 2016 election and that Ashtoreth Ishtoreth Aphrodite statue being placed atop the New York City courthouse January 2023. For 7 years, the Midianites in Judges 7 ransacked Israel and stripped them of their barley harvest, their resources, because Israel had strayed. And at the seven-year mark, God judged the Midianites and delivered Israel, who cried out to him. It was November 7th, 2020, at approximately 4:30 p.m. that the Lord said to me, after the election, there is a barley loaf headed for their camp. That barley loaf, in Judges chapter, it begins in Judges chapter 7, this account, but that barley loaf, in a dream, a Midianite soldier had a dream before Gideon attacked the Midianites. And that soldier dreamed that a barley loaf came tumbling down, hit their tent, and destroyed it. And it represented that barley loaf, everything they had stolen for 7 years. Everything Midian had stolen, the barley harvest, the resources, you know, the wealth, and oppressed Israel for 7 years and just stole everything they had. That barley loaf represented that. And at the seven-year mark, that cup of iniquity was full and judgment was being issued against them by Almighty God. And he raised up Gideon. He raised up Gideon to defeat an army of over 140,000 Midianites and Amalekites. Now, FEMA has stolen from the American people. The government has stolen from the American people. Resources have been stolen from the American people to give to our enemies. And the charges are mounting in God's courts. And judgment will come down, but America has to turn back to the Lord and forsake the false gods, the idolatry, the shedding of innocent blood, the turning to the Baals. They have to forsake the idolatry. They have to forsake this demonic, agenda of wokeism, of transgenderism. They have to forsake it. You see, Israel had to forsake that for God to raise up a deliverer in order to deliver them from the hand of the Midianites. And we are no different than that. Now, back to the storm. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 39. This is very pertinent to what's going on in the southeast part of our nation right now. Now, on one of those days, Jesus and his disciples got into a boat, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake," which was the Sea of Galilee. So they set out, but as they were sailing, he fell asleep, and a fierce gale of wind swept down on the lake, and they began to be swamped and were in great danger. They came to Jesus and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are about to die." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging violent waves, and they ceased and it became calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and astonished, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the sea, and they obey him?" Verse 26, then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is east of Galilee. Now, when Jesus stepped out on the land, he was met by a man from the city of Gerasa or Gadaran, who was possessed with demons. For a long time, he had worn no clothes and was not living in a house, but among the tombs. Seeing Jesus, he cried out with a terrible voice and fell down before him and shouted loudly, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Now he was commanding the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had seized him violently many times, and he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert, because demons are in dry places. Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. They continually begged him not begged him not to command them to go into the abyss. Verse 32. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the mountain. The demons begged Jesus to allow them to enter the pigs, and he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man, entered the pigs because they didn't want to leave the territory. And the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. So their hosts were drowned. The pigs have the intelligence of a four-year-old child. These pigs knew something entered them. Okay. And now these demons thought they were being funny by asking to go into the pigs, and now they lost their host. So now they're cast out of the area. Verse 34, when the herdsmen saw what had happened, they ran away and told it to the city and out in the country. And people came out to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. And they were frightened. Those who had seen it told them how the man who had been demon-possessed had been healed. Then all the people of the country of the Gerasenes and the surrounding district asked him to leave them. They asked Jesus to leave because they were overwhelmed with fear, and he disrupted their economy because those pigs were going to be used for sacrifices to false idols. So Jesus disrupted their economy as well. So Jesus got into the boat and returned, but the man from whom the demons had gone out kept begging him, pleading to go with him. But Jesus sent him away saying, return home and tell all the great things God has done for you. So the man went away proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Now, I'm telling you this because of what we see going on tonight. There is a relationship between the storm that occurred and the demons and the man at Gadaran who was on the other side. So every time you see storms, whether in a man or physical storms, the approach is the same. You deal with the spirit first. You deal with the source. It says, verse 22-25, now it happened on a certain day that he got into the boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. But as he sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled and saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. So in scripture, we see that one moment Jesus would be teaching and dealing with a crowd and thousands. And in the next moment, you would see Jesus with the same attention focus in dealing with just one person. Because Jesus looks at things from a will of God outcome perspective. So with the Gadarenes, right, men were prospering because there was oppression in the land. So people in that area were prospering because of oppression in the land. Territorial spirits were prospering and keeping a stronghold over that area and keeping oppression in the land. And that madman of Gadaran is your proof there was oppression in the land, and he was in the tombs, and that storm was proof that there was oppression in the land. So the storm that came at them was proof that there was oppression in the land of Gadaran, that Jesus was about to come and deliver them. So that madman that Satan was attempting with such force to keep in bondage was going to become the evangelist for the whole city and free the whole city. And Almighty God, intending to invade that land, decides to send his son Jesus to invest this time and power in this man. And Satan, being aware that Jesus has now gotten into a boat, he's heading for Gadaran. He's heading to deliver and liberate that whole area. Satan, being aware of this, that freeing this man would save a city, seeing salvation come to that city, he had a hold on him. Being aware of this, Satan sends that storm, because the enemy knew if the spirits were driven out, the people's possessions that he had given them would go down. So the economy, where they were making money off of idolatry, off of these pigs being, you know, sacrificed to false idols, that whole economy was going to tank. So the economy of the Gadarenes was rising because the purposes of God were bound. So the wicked were making the money, oppressing the area, and the purposes of God were being bound. And Jesus, intending to save an entire city or area, made the bold move to cross over, knowing the enemy was going to cause a storm to try and stop them. Why do you think Jesus was sleeping ahead of time? He already knew the enemy was going to send a storm to try to prevent deliverance from that whole area. There are attacks that have no business happening to you if you were not connected to the kind of purpose for the kingdom of God that you are connected to. The attacks have nothing to do with you. Don't take them personally, because the enemy is fighting many people through you to stop your purpose that will change the lives of many. So the enemy attempts to stop you from going forward. He attempts to stop a nation from going forward. He attempts to stop a city from going forward. Storms happen to all men. And storms are a verification and a confirmation that you are going to the other side. I know these storms are bad, and I know these storms are ravaging, and I know they are horrific. And I ask you to please continue to pray for the people, not only in our chat that are in Florida right now, but pray for the people of Florida right now. But storms are a verification and a confirmation that you are going to the other side, and the enemy is trying to stop you from doing so. And here is a very important point to understand. Even Jesus himself being in the boat did not stop the storm from happening. Jesus was in the boat. The storm still came. However, with Jesus in the boat, he had the authority to stop the dominion of the storm during the journey. So the one who has the ability to rebuke the storm, that power he has given unto us. Jesus is in the boat with us. He has given that power unto us. We need to use it. There is a mind of Christ mentality that allows men and women to rest in the middle of storms. Not that you don't see it, not that you don't feel it, not that you don't feel the effects of it, but you're able to rest in the Lord when they're happening. And Jesus woke up. They wake him up and he ignores their panicking. The disciples are screaming like children on this boat, that, you know, at the horror of what's happening and that Jesus is asleep. And he ignores their panicking. He ignored the waves and he rebuked the wind first. He ignores their panicking. He ignores the waves and he rebukes the wind, because the wind was the source of everything else that was happening. The wind was the source of the waves. The wind was the source of the disciples panicking. He went for the source. And the first way to deal with storms is to rebuke the wind, which represents the spirit. The spirit behind the storm, the source of the storm. Satan does not attack failures. He does not attack which is not a threat to him and his interests. The word of God says that Satan knows his time is short, so it would be a complete waste of time for him to attack that which is not a threat. You see this happening right now, because the saints in this nation are rising up and it is posing an enormous threat to the plans of the enemy right now. There is an enormous war in the heavenlies over this nation right now, and you're seeing these natural effects happen. Because of it, you're seeing this unprecedented time. You are seeing the effects in weather, in nature. And look at all the biblical plague of insects we have just had this year. Dragonflies, gypsy moths. We have had more, cicadas. A trillion brood cicada hits the nation. By the way, that trillion brood cicada, where those two clusters culminated, was right in the center of the X of the eclipse and where Hurricane Helene stopped, just to tell you. So we've seen these biblical plagues of insects. We have now seen Category 5 hurricanes, a Category 4 and a Category 5 coming one right after the other. We are seeing these things in this year because the enemy is desperate to stop this nation from being delivered. Satan sent that storm against Jesus and his disciples because he knew if that madman of Gadaran was delivered, that entire city was going to be evangelized. Those territorial spirits were going to be evicted. His interests were going to tank, and the Spirit of God was going to rise up in that city. And this is why the storm came. He sent a storm at Jesus himself. Do you not think he would send a storm at this nation? The enemy sent a storm at Jesus himself to stop him from freeing that area. And this is why you see happening what you see happening. Because the enemy is trying to stop this nation from being delivered. And there are areas being targeted that are swing states, right? That are red states, that have been states that have fought against the corruptness and the wokeness and the nonsense. You're seeing this happen here. Because Satan doesn't want these areas delivered. You know why? Because these areas get delivered, some of these swing states get delivered, they're going to go and evangelize the other states around them. That one man evangelized an entire area, and the enemy lost his grip, his economy tanked, his resources went down, his interests plummeted. And thinking he was sly, his legion there, they asked to go into a bunch of pigs thinking that would keep them in the area. And the pigs even were smart enough to know something had entered them and they drowned themselves, and pigs can swim. Newsflash, pigs can swim. Those pigs drowned themselves, and there goes their hosts right to the bottom of the lake and drives those spirits out of the area. This is why you see this happening. It's horrible. It is. Spiritual warfare is intense. The enemy is ruthless. He roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. He is an apex predator. He doesn't care about harming people, children, or animals. And right now he's desperate. And those who serve him are desperate to keep their seats. Those who serve him are desperate to keep a hold on their economy and the areas, their interests in the areas, their resources that they have kept in bondage from the people and outsourced to our regional enemies and outsourced to nations who hate us. This is why you see these storms coming. Because a storm coming is a sign that the enemy is trying to stop deliverance. So just know that. And know that Yom Kippur this year is crucial. It is so pivotal and so crucial. This is why you see this happening before it. Because the enemy's trying to disrupt it. It's happening during the 10 days of awe. It is explosive. It is intense. But you know what? The one who rebukes the storm is in the boat with us. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. And we have a right to do that. And we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray right now, and then I'll go over announcements. Because we collectively can come into agreement. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we humbly come before you. We enter your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Father. And in the name of Jesus Christ, through the power and authority we've been given through Christ Jesus, Father, we rebuke this Category 5 storm, Father God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask in your courts that judgment be issued of mercy to dismantle this storm right now, Father, in Jesus' name. To dismantle it, to weaken it. Father, let the source of it in the name of Jesus Christ be rebuked and weakened right now in Jesus' name. We speak to this storm, Milton, and we command it to be still in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to it in the name of Jesus. We activate our gift of faith in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command the walls of this storm to be dismantled and weakened in the name of Jesus. We speak to this situation in the name of Jesus and command it to rapidly weaken in Jesus' name, that this storm will not be able to hold its power. Father, we pray for miraculous protection of the people, Lord, that are in the way of this storm, Father, of children, of animals, that your holy angels would be dispatched of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Lord, to protect them in Jesus' name, Father God. Protect them, Lord. Keep them. Let them miraculously be protected. Let their dwellings miraculously be protected, Father God. Let churches where your spirit dwells miraculously stand in the middle of the storm, because your son is in the boat with us. And let Luke chapter 8 be activated, Lord, in accordance with your word, Father God. And we thank you for a miracle with this. We thank you that many miracles are going to come out of this. And what was meant for evil, Lord, that you are going to turn around and reverse for good and for the deliverance of this nation, Father God. We speak it forth before your throne. We ask for a judgment in our favor, Father God, against the wickedness in this nation, against the storms being brought. And we petition you, Father, for deliverance, Father God. We forsake, Father God, any other God in Jesus' name. You are Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none that could match you. And we do that before your courts today, Father God. We ask for miraculous provision for these people as well, Father God. Lord, that you show that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last before the nation, Father God. We thank you for that, that you are the Aleph. You are Lord, you are teacher, you are the strength, Father God. You are our strength. The joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh is our strength, Lord. We praise you for it tonight, Lord. We thank you. We give you all the praise and glorify your name in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I felt that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we will continue to pray and see what happens with this storm, because they will still come. They still came at Jesus. But we have given power and authority under heaven to pray, to activate our faith, and to speak to it in Jesus' name. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. So we have, so stay on, because we have a lot of announcements that we want you to hear. So first of all, I'm going to put up the pics from me and Chris being up in Windham. For his birthday, our friend Janet surprised us with an hour-long horseback ride through the mountains. Now, I used to ride, and I recently started getting back up and riding again. It was, oh, that was Klaus. That was Chris's horse. He was half quarter horse, half thoroughbred. Praise the Lord. Oh, that sucks. It was Mountain Brook Farms, I believe, in Windham, New York. Mountain Brook Farms. That was our guide. He was amazing. And we saw it, the foliage and the mountains and everything was absolutely gorgeous. There was Elliot, Janet's horse. That was a great picture. He lined us all up. In fact, his horse, Peanut, our guide, tried to bite Socks, and we both had to pull their heads in opposite directions at the same time because Peanut's a little fresh. We were up at the Albergo Alegria in Windham, New York. If you ever get a chance to stay there at the Albergo Alegria, one of the best breakfasts you will ever have. Mariana is an amazing cook. Her and her husband, Leslie, run it. She comes from a family of chefs. It is on a mountain. The spirit of the Lord is there. These people are believers. I mean, the presence of the Lord just rests on that property. It is absolutely amazing. Albergo Alegria means Inn of Happiness. So just in Italian, just a quick note there. So that's where we were. I was preaching at Hope Restoration Church as well. I also have to thank Dr. Dwayne Miller and his lovely wife, Cameron, from The Edge Church in Arkansas. They gifted me with this. And this is silver. And the Lord told them to give it to me. It's King David playing the harp. And they said, the Lord told them to give this to me because of the word I gave the night of prayer to President Trump, 1 Samuel 17:45 through 50. They said, and because of where you're going in the nation, Amanda, the Lord told us to give this to you. So I am very humbled by this and honored. And I thank them very, very much. This is going to go up in my office as soon as Chris lets go of it. He let go of it literally for an hour so I could bring it down here and show all of you. Also, Reawaken America, Selma, North Carolina. I'm going to talk with my team. I think we're going to do some collections at Reawaken America at our Ark of Grace table for hurricane relief. So please come to the Ark of Grace table. We're going to get together with our team. You come to Reawaken America. If you can bring something or if you want to donate, we're going to be taking up collections. We're going to figure out how to do this and who we can get it to. But at Reawaken America, we will be taking up collections for hurricane relief for North Carolina and for Florida. So we're going to be doing that. Come to our Ark of Grace table if you want to help out with that. Also, this Friday, by an act of divine intervention, Eric Trump is coming on Yom Kippur. Now, he was supposed to be on yesterday, but something happened to the cable where I was staying up in Windham. A piece on the cable company's pole suddenly broke. I'm telling you, it suddenly broke. They have high-speed internet up there, and it slowed down their internet speed by at least 50%. And so we couldn't do it. It was beyond my control. We couldn't do it. So Clay and Eric now pick Friday to come on, and our team is going, Friday is Yom Kippur, man. He's coming on Yom Kippur. This is going to be a powerful time and a prophetic time. So 11 a.m. live, we're coming on. Please join us and share this because they are coming on Yom Kippur. This is how God works, people. This is just amazing how God works and moves. And now this is happening and it's a prophetic sign. I am telling you it is. Also, night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family, October 27th. Live starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Soon as we get the lineup solidified, but we got some amazing people coming on for this night of prayer. This is going to be the most important night of prayer we do, guys. This is right before the election. So please mark your calendars. October 27th, we'll be going live at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. Eric and Lara Trump will definitely be joining us. We are solidifying the lineup right now, and it's going to be praise God. We are going to march forth as soldiers in the army of the living God. Please pray for us leading up to this night of prayer because this is intense. It gets intense. And just please pray for us. And we're asking you to cover us in prayer leading up to the night of prayer. Newsletter sign up. So if you'd like to sign up for our newsletter, if you go to arkofgrace.org on the front page, you will see it says newsletter sign up. There's a button. You press the button. You can fill in your name, your email, and your phone number because we also text. And we would love to be able to text you, keep in touch with you, and share with you what is going on at Ark of Grace. So please, if you can, sign up for the news. It's free to sign up. So it's free to sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter is free. You don't have to pay a darn thing for it. Okay. Our prayer line. We have a prayer line from 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. You can call either phone number on the screen. We have wonderful people that are waiting to pray with you, agree in prayer with you, listen to you. And so if you would like, please call our prayer line. We're so glad to be able to bring this to you. We think it's really needed. And so we are thankful to everybody who is involved with that. And lastly, as Toby, come here. You want to do Rafa with Mama? Come here. Oh, come here. Come on. Come here. Oh, you're being a little snot-nosed tonight. He's being a little snot-nosed. So Toby's in the background. Very happy to have us home. And so we have Rafa. Lastly, we have Rafa for women. Maybe we'll do a men's one too. But this, everything that women go through, right? They go through fatigue. They go through, you know, night sweats, blood sugar issues, you know, mood swings, things like that we go through because of basically our environments, because of, you know, basically what they're putting in our food and other things as well. Rafa is an all-natural supplement that helps with that. Rafa means healer in Hebrew, and God put in the earth what is meant to heal us. And so this is why we named it Rafa. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry partners. You'll see Rafa. You can click on it, and you can definitely go to the website, take a look at it for yourself. But me and Dr. Sherwood formulated this together, and we're very up. Here he comes, the Mets fan. We're very proud. Do you see what team? Can everybody see? Chris, you're going to start a debate in the chat between the Mets and the Yankees.
All right.
Yeah, he's so excited. I can't even tell you about the Mets. Yep, that's all he cares about right now, guys. Toby, I'm so sorry. And there's Chris's cameo for the evening, everybody. I hope you very much enjoyed it. Cyrus came in. Missy's here. Hi. You going to come up now? They're all here. Oh, my gosh. Toby, come into your bunk, honey. They're all in here now wrestling. Yep. Thank God they did it at the end and not during it. That's all I have to say, guys. But they all flew in at once. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We love you. Looking forward to Yom Kippur Friday with Eric Trump. This is going to be great. Okay. So God bless you guys. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I do, and I suggest you say it too. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. We have to speak it. We have other Psalms there for you. Psalm 51, I say a lot too. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 35, you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. I take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I draw out the spear and javelin and close up the way of those who pursue and persecute me. The Lord is my deliverance. So write them down. Look at them, speak them. Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that yields forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves do not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Ephesians 1 and 3. Wonderful chapters to read, but they're in The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, Pastor Kenneth Hagin. The first few pages of that book contain scriptures from these chapters that I say every single day, as well as Ephesians chapter 6, the armor of God, very important. Put it on every day. I put it on me, Chris, and the animals every single day, and our employees when we do prayer. Everybody's armored around here. We're all armored. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. It is crucial, the order of that prayer coming in with praise and thanksgiving first, and saying your will be done first, Lord, before you ask the Lord for a thing. There is an order to that prayer that should be a crucial part of your prayer life. So we like to encourage you in the word as we go out. Thank you, everyone, for sticking with us tonight. I know it was a little bit longer of a broadcast. We had a lot to go over. Thank you to our team. And we will see you Friday with Eric Trump. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.